Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our daily blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Jesus was called by some as King of the Jews, but Jesus Christ did not come to establish a worldly kingdom among a sect of people, but build a spiritual kingdom to rule and reign within the hearts of those who believe him. When Jesus was crucified, it appeared that all hope for the coming kingdom had been destroyed. The faith of the disciples burned down. They had followed Jesus and believed him, but had seen him die on the cross. And then, with heart-stopping joy, Jesus came to them alive forevermore with these words, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." He had defeated even death itself. And while the disciples looked at him in awe and wonder, he gave them a command that would change the course of their lives and of the world. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." These are the words of a king who had given a royal commission. It is a royal claim and a royal covenant to all his followers, including us. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." Remember, my friends, no one can deny a filled up womb and an empty tomb. Shall we pray? Mighty God, Lord of heaven and earth, receive us today and help us exchange our weakness to your strength and our fear with your faith. Spirit of God, by your power and presence, convict us and grant us the confidence to fulfill the Great Commission. Help us all to live and love like Jesus through the power of his resurrection. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.